Joining us is a veteran of DeKalb politics and legal affairs, former County District Attorney Bob Wilson. Mr. Wilson, thanks for taking the time on a busy day. Good to have you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, we've heard Lisa Georgias tell us why Lee May said he changed his mind. He implied it was because some folks in his district said, look, we really need representation and this has been dragging on too long. Do you think that that is what drove his decision? Do you think there might have been other factors as well?
Well, I think that probably is what drove his decision, but I don't think it's quite as simple as that. I think what you are looking at is just politics. When the appointment was made of Lee May to serve as interim CEO, he certainly has in that position a certain uncertainty, and that is that if Burl Ellis is found not guilty, Lee May will have to step aside and Burl Ellis will come back. He certainly wanted the solid ground of his commission seat to step back into because it's very clear he wants to run for CEO and be elected in his own right. So he wanted that position to go back to. And in the early months, he could stand his ground without too much political fallout on that temporary nature of this whole thing. Well, obviously, the first trial ended up in a mistrial, so the months begin to drag on, but he still held his position. I think what has effectively happened is that the negative nature, politically, of the people in District 5 not being represented has simply become too great compared to the asset of having the position to step back into. That probably was not true in the beginning.
So is it possible also that So, in other words, you're saying he's reached a tipping point.
I think he's reached a political tipping point where he wants to run for CEO, and the negativity that will come out of him trying to hang on to that seat is going to affect negatively his campaign for CEO. So he's reached a point where the negative nature of it is so great that it's smarter for him to let it go politically, where before he was trying to hang on to it as long as the negative nature of it politically wasn't so high. But all that is, in the end, is politics.
Mr. Wilson, this is Rose Scott. Let me ask you this. Does the lengthy lack of representation for District 5, could that have possibly posed any potential legal problems for the county as well?
You know, that's a really a good question. I've not thought about it in those terms, but there are people, you do have a commissioner at large, so they are not fully without representation.
Sure.
But they don't have the same balance in their representation as other citizens. Other citizens not only have a commissioner at large, they also have their district commissioner. They are without that. So their voice isn't being able to be heard at the same level as other people in the county. And over some period of time, it could raise a legal question. It's sort of the idea of the one man, one vote. Well, it's sort of the idea of my representative. I mean, if you lose a representative in Congress, you don't have a voice there except through your senator. That's a state rep in the federal government. But the congressman is your local rep, and you wouldn't have a voice in the House. So if you went very long, other people are getting representation, you're not. And so you could end up with the idea of taxation without representation, if you will. And that could happen at the county level. So I think there are some legal issues that could develop with some creative lawyers if somebody wanted to raise it. But I think this is raw politics. I think Lee was happy to be asked to be interim CEO. I think he liked being in that position and wanted to convert it eventually, wants to convert it to him being elected to it. I think he wanted the security of being able to step back into his base, the commission seat, if Burl Ellis was acquitted. But as time has gone on, with the commission stymied on their own politics and unable to put someone in that position temporarily, these folks have gone without representation, and they have a right to complain, and they have a right to say, you've been there holding this ground too long. Step aside and let us get somebody to represent us. So I just think he is at that political tipping point, recognizes it, and says, I got to do something. Otherwise, it's going to affect him when he runs for CEO.
Mr. Wilson, this is Lisa George. Very good points. Tipping point, I agree with you as well. One thing that I alluded to earlier is the elections calendar. If Lee May didn't do this now, they would run in danger of not having enough time to have the ballot ready for the next special election cycle, which is June. But also, what do you think about the possibility that all these small things adding up reached a tipping point, as you said, but also this changes the conversation? Because if you remember, the most recent conversation we've been having about Lee May as interim CEO are questions about some possible improprieties into work done at his home and possible preferential treatment.
Well, let me take those two separately. What the citizens may not fully understand is that state law dictates when elections can be held and how they're be held. And there are windows of opportunity, and if you miss them, then it drags on for many more months before you can have that opportunity at the ballot again.
Right.
And so you're absolutely correct. If he had waited much longer, he wouldn't have been able to make the next election cycle, which means now you've really got a long time, almost to the point that it wouldn't matter anymore.
Exactly. I think the next one after that would be September.
He's almost waited that long now.
Yes.
And so I think he was weighing the politics of the heat he's collecting right now over not stepping aside. If he didn't go ahead and do it now, it was only going to intensify because it has steadily risen with each passing month. And so once he missed this window, I think it would be tremendous heat that he couldn't get himself out of as you move forward. As to the second one, well, I think it does momentarily change the conversation. But I don't think we've heard the last of the other conversation. Obviously, that matter is being looked at over the $4,000 check. And so I don't think that's just going to suddenly disappear. It may not be the headlines and the featured story for the next week or so, but I don't think the alleged corruption issues in the cab are going to take a back seat to this story, and I don't think that one necessarily is either, because I understand that Mr. May says he never signed that check. He never got any money from that check. I understand all that. And that may very well be true. I don't know.
And
but
to be
what
fair,
I do know is that conversation is not going to disappear, Lisa, in my opinion.
Yes. And to be fair, May himself has called on a slew of agencies to investigate those allegations.
Sure. Yes, he has. And that's why, I mean, I think there are reasons, just looking at it objectively, to think it's very possible that he didn't sign the check and that he never got any money from it. But something's not right there. Let's just get down to the bottom line. You know, you got other folks that are involved in this, and money certainly changed hands, and the traceable commodity of a check turned into the untraceable commodity of cash, and the former COO of the county ended up with cash in his hands, and you've got Mr. Kelvin Walton, who's involved in this somehow, because he got the billing turned over such that a check is produced within 24 hours, roughly. So there's a lot of questions here of who, what, where, but clearly something's not quite right. And I don't think that's going to disappear from the stage, along with many other things that are being looked at.
Mr. Wilson, down that road of something not quite right, when you look at the suspension of CEO Burrell Ellis to Elaine Boyer to now this, you know, obviously an outsider would say, why does this county have, with so many resources and talent people, have such a leadership problem or issues regarding their leadership and ethics and all of that?
Well, unfortunately, we do not have, in my opinion, the quality of candidates that we had 25, 30 years and before.
What do you mean?
I think that a lot of good people just don't want to get involved in a lot of the dirtiness that politics presents. And I think on top of that, one of the things that's happened here in this county, as it has with a lot of other places, is we've turned this commission position into a full-time paying job with staffs. It's no longer the volunteer citizen working on behalf of its community where we have people who don't need that job. They take it because they want to provide service. We've got people running for it who don't have jobs, who want it to be their jobs so they can get paid. And if you look at the, you go back and look at some of the people that served historically in DeKalb and, say, Fulton counties years ago, you had people who were successful in their own rights. They had been teachers or nurses or attorneys or business people for years with a track record of success. And you go back and look at some of those folks and compare them to some of the folks that serve today and go look at the track record of some of the folks that are serving today. What successes did they have? Had they been teachers of long standing and had worked very hard in a successful career? Had they been principals of schools? Had they been business people? Had they been business leaders? Had they owned their own companies? Did they work within a structure of a successful large or mid-sized company? Go take a look. You're going to see a difference. How did that happen? And it happened because politics has gotten really dirty, and it's really tough on families, and a lot of good people just say, I'm not going to be part of that. I'm going to serve my community other ways. I'll work with the United Fund. I'll work, in different volunteer capacities, but I'm not going to go mess with that. And now we've got people being paid with staffs, which make them feel like they're important, and we've got some people who really aren't all that dad burn important and certainly are not particularly successful who run, get elected, and now they think they're somebody, and they're getting paid full-time to be somebody. But then many of them don't want to make the hard decisions because they've never really had to make many hard decisions. So we don't get good government out of that. It starts with good people.
Mr. Wilson, I apologize. We need a real short answer to this one if we can.
Okay.
But is part of the problem, going back to why it's taken so long to fill that District 5 seat, is part of the problem here just the mechanics of the unique form of government that DeKalb has? There's no other county that has this CEO county commission set up. And it was it was tried some decades ago. So as quickly as you can, has this experiment failed, do you think?
I don't think the experiment has been successful. It's been okay, but it hadn't really been successful. I was here when that form of government first started. But I do not think in this instance that the failure to get an appointee to fill temporarily the position that Lee May had in the 5th District is a cause of that form of government. I don't think that's it. I think we've just got entrenched people who are playing politics, and they have their reasons for it, and they can't come to terms, and therefore nothing has happened, and the people in the 5th District have remained unrepresented. I don't think the form of government is really the cause of that one. Do I think it's the cause of other problems? Oh, yeah.
Former DeKalb District Attorney Bob Wilson. Mr. Wilson, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us on a busy day for you. We really appreciate it.
Thank y'all.